Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Kathleen Karloff, CEO of Invo Bioscience. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board, ticker symbol IVOB. And Invo Bioscience Incorporated is a medical device company focused on creating simplified, lower-cost treatment options for patients diagnosed with infertility. Thanks for joining us today, Kathleen.
My pleasure.
Great. Getting right into it, bring us up to speed on the progress of the Invo centers in the Middle East and Africa.
Right now, we have a contract with a distributor who is covering the Middle East for us, and our sales folks, as well as Dr. Claude Renaud, who is our chief scientist and founder of the company, spent 2 weeks there training the distributor's embryologist and the first Invo Cell centers that have gone up in primarily Pakistan at this point. What we have done over there is chosen this area for launch because they have a very high fertility rate, running roughly about 20% because of poor OBGYN care. And in Pakistan alone, there's 160 million people, and they have 4 IVF centers. And so it's a very, very underserved population. Less than 1% of the infertile couples get treated. So we have, what we're doing there is we're working with OBGYNs, training them on how to use our InvoCell and Invo procedure so that they can open up centers to treat infertility in smaller cities and more remote areas than the major cities where you can find an IVF center.
Okay, good. And so talk about some of the trends in the market right now. And how well-positioned Invo is to capitalize on them.
The trend in the market right now is for infertility is actually going towards trying to find a less expensive alternative treatment. Primarily, that's, that has a lot to do with our current economy. And what we're seeing is that even in the developed nations, even in the United States, working with our advisory board physicians, they've been telling us that less people are receiving treatment than they did before because of the cost of the treatment. In Europe, there's a movement going to basically to lower the amount of stimulation that they provide to their patients. Generally, you will find in the U.S., that they'll use a hyperstimulation protocol, which has women producing 15 to 20 oocytes. And this is more difficult for the female because they're taking more drugs, and it does not increase their pregnancy rates. And there's been a lot of publications going in that area right now. So we're recommending with our device that you use a low stimulation protocol, which will produce less than 10 oocytes, and the oocytes, the sperm in the media, put into our device, and the device is placed intravaginally for incubation, and the vaginal cavity provides the correct temperature, 37 degrees C, and the correct amount of carbon dioxide at, environment, which is 5%, that you actually see in an incubator in an IVF lab. So with being able to do an IVF-like procedure without having the overhead of an IVF center saves a lot of cost to the patients.
Oh, that's a good point. And so what differentiates Invo from other players in your sector?
There hasn't been a lot going on in the infertility space in relation to different types of procedures. There's some improvements made in culture medium. There's improvements made in the ability to mature oocytes and things of that sort. But basically, we still have the same treatments as we had 20 years ago, which is intrauterine insemination, which is basically taking concentrated sperm and injecting it during the patient's ovulation, injecting into the uterus, and then the normal practice of IVF. So what our device does, it opens up a whole new space between those two therapies from an efficacy point of view and as well as a cost. Because IUI efficacy is very low. IVF efficacy is running around 29 to 30% in the developed nations. And our device offers a procedure that can be placed in between those two therapies and allow a lower cost therapy that has a much better efficacy rate than IUI and an efficacy rate close to the traditional IVF. So it will allow many more patients to be treated because the cost allows it to be offered to more patients, and it can be made more available because it can be done in a physician's office. It does not have to be done in an IVF center.
Great. And in terms of the company's growth, is it primarily organic? Will you look for M&A activities or a combination of both?
Right now, we're pretty much growing organically. We just did the reverse merger in December to help us raise funds, and we are out raising money as we speak, and we have done a lot with very little. At this point, we only have 6 people and 2 salespeople.
Okay.
So we're basically working with key opinion leaders, the key doctors in different countries, working with them, getting them on board to basically let others know that the procedure and process is here. They hook us up with a distributor that they work with, and then we basically go up from there and start training additional physicians.
Okay, great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background, Kathleen, as well as that of some of your key management team at INVO.
Sure. I've been in the medical device / pharmaceutical industry since 1979. I was in pharmaceuticals for 6 years working with DuPont Pharmaceuticals. From there, I spent 13 years at Boston Scientific. I was a very early person on board there in 1983. And when I left there in 1997, we were a company with over 14,000 people, so it was a great ride, great company, and a great education. When I left there, I was a director of operations, and I went to a startup company called MacroChem Corporation, which was a drug delivery company for 3 years, very small company. And in 2000, I helped start up a company called Controlled Delivery Systems in Watertown, Massachusetts, which was a combination device pharmaceutical that actually got bought out in 2003. It's still, it got bought out by a company called Savita Limited. And then in 2004, I started this company with Dr. Claude Renault. My undergraduate degree is microbiology, and I did go to business school at Northeastern for several years. Dr. Renault, who is the co-founder, is a reproductive endocrinologist. He was practicing in France when he discovered that you could do incubation intravaginally and produce nice-looking embryos. And he came over to the United States and opened several embryology labs for IVF centers here in the United States. And in 2001, he decided that if this process was ever going to be adopted, that he needed to develop and manufacture a device to be used for it so the physician can use it easily. And so he did that, and now we're launching product.
And what specific milestones or objectives has management set for the company over the next year?
Over the next year, our goal is to increase our sales force and to continue launching products where we currently can from a regulatory standpoint. We do have our CE mark, which allows us to allows us to sell products in all of Europe. And we are launching in South America the first 2 weeks of May, where 8 InvoCell centers are going to be opened, and we are going to be attending the grand opening in Bogota, Colombia. And we're going to continue to continue to work on our 510K submission, which we do need to run a 75-person clinical study that will commence this summer. So we're looking to gain FDA approval by third quarter 2010.
Great. And in terms of investors, Kathleen, do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
We're trying to get the word out now. We've hired a IR firm who is setting us up with a lot of meetings with different groups so that we can get the word out on exactly what we're doing and how big the market is for a product like this. There's over 150 million infertile couples in the world, and 0.5% get treated. And the reason for the low treatment rates are cost and availability of a procedure for treatment.
Okay, and so once again joining us today is Kathleen Karloff, CEO of Invo Biosciences. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is IVOB. That's IVOB on the OTC bulletin board, currently trading for a quarter a share. And before we conclude, Kathleen, what are some of the key reasons why Invo represents a good long-term investment opportunity for potential investors?
The reason why this company is going to be a huge success in a long-term company is because we're providing a solution for the millions of infertile couples that do not have a solution to obtain pregnancy in the world today. And we will be accessing that all these markets over the next 5 years.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and continued growth. And thanks for taking the time to update our investors today.
Okay, thank you.